Have you ever stood at the school gates, surrounded by talented women who've set aside careers for caregiving, and wondered about all that untapped potential? Louise Webster did. After selling her PR agency and moving out of London following her first child's birth, she found herself at a familiar crossroads, exhausted from early parenthood, but yearning to reconnect with her professional identity on new terms. This realization sparked BeyondTheSchoolRun.com, a platform that earned Webster recognition from major media and an invitation to 10 Downing Street. Her revolutionary perspective? Motherhood isn't a career interruption, but an opportunity for reinvention. As Britain's top real role model 2014, Webster reveals the untold potential of mothers working within school hours, creating what she calls a new way that benefits themselves, their families, and society at large. The journey beyond pure caregiving begins with reconnecting to your mind, that powerful instrument that may have been focused primarily on children's needs for years. This mental reawakening isn't abandoning motherhood, but adding another dimension to it. Our children become our teachers, raising us into the parents they need while freeing us from limiting patterns. The mental fog of intensive caregiving is temporary. Deliberate brain engagement, watching thought-provoking content or reading articles outside your routine, can jumpstart this process, especially early in the day. Be selective about information intake, turning off negative news and seeking enriching content. What seems like a loss of self through motherhood can become a rediscovery of your true potential. Despite constant companionship during early parenthood, many mothers experience isolation. The solution lies in creating energizing connections, starting with yourself each day and letting connections with others flow naturally. This isolation stems not from being alone, but from losing connection with your authentic self. By reconnecting inward, you unlock values that guide and connect you to others. Don't underestimate the school gates community. Shift conversations beyond children to work and interests with questions like, "What did you do before having children?" to uncover valuable expertise that could lead to business partnerships or mentoring. Social media has been transformative. Twitter helps establish your voice, Facebook connects you with community, and Instagram allows you to find your tribe of like-minded individuals. We're creating a new approach to work beyond the traditional 5-day work week. Finding the right flexible arrangement requires exploring corporate roles, freelancing, or entrepreneurship. No one awards you an entrepreneur badge. You discover this path yourself. Many women are building businesses with purpose and compassion rather than adopting an all-or-nothing approach. Beyond entrepreneurship, freelancing, and social selling provide structure with flexibility. First, determine whether you want a flexible job or your own business. Women often value community, training, recognition, and collaboration alongside income. Transitioning means challenging ingrained beliefs about what work should look like. Simplifying your life helps focus on what truly brings happiness. Your pre-parenthood skills often prove invaluable in new ventures, even in different fields. Where you work significantly impacts productivity and well-being. Creating a dedicated home workspace that reflects your personality provides ultimate flexibility. Understanding your ideal environment, whether quiet solitude or energizing company, helps structure your day and decline opportunities that don't match your working style. Finding flow, that state of complete immersion where time disappears and work becomes effortless, is essential for productivity, especially for mothers working in limited time blocks. As children transition from nursery to school, your available work hours will change, requiring adaptable routines. Create clear boundaries between work and weekends, ensuring work hours are truly productive. This discipline creates genuine accomplishment and makes weekends feel earned. Mondays set the tone for your entire week. Maintaining focus this day reshapes your weekly productivity. Prepare for school holidays and use September as a natural reset point. Our relationship with money deeply connects to self-worth, particularly after focusing on caregiving. The independence money provides isn't about quantity, but making autonomous choices. Society's undervaluation of unpaid caregiving affects self-esteem when your contribution goes financially unrecognized. Reconnecting with earning can be transformative. Develop a long-term financial vision while navigating present circumstances. Limited funds teach valuable lessons about priorities while maintaining aspirations for future abundance. Stay alert to unexpected financial opportunities. True financial independence comes from taking charge of your money matters and teaching these principles to your children, regardless of gender. Well-being functions like wealth. The more you invest in understanding it, the greater your returns. Our greatest journey involves understanding our bodies and heeding their warning signs. A nutritionist can help identify energy drains like food intolerances, sugar dependencies, or dehydration. Exercise builds like skills do, with post-workout feelings mirroring the empowerment of using your abilities. Focus on strength rather than appearance, creating a body that supports your work. Energy is crucial currency. With it, you can accomplish anything. Many aspects of female health affecting energy are often overlooked, including iron levels, adrenal health, and nutrition. Be mindful of how others' energy impacts yours. Monitor whether people lift you up or leave you depleted. Nature serves as a powerful force for boosting energy and mood. Embrace work flexibility to energize yourself outdoors. We're meant to have a village of extended family available to us, but modern work arrangements haven't established proper support systems. You need support beyond childcare, including housework, personal growth, and accessing collective wisdom. Networking with parents whose children are friends with yours provides mutual support and creates additional work time. As your work evolves, so must your support system. Think creatively. Consider nannies with available hours while their primary charges are in school, au pairs, parents with older children, or retired community members. Review which household tasks might benefit from outsourcing. When you're the main caregiver, allowing your partner space to parent creates balance for everyone. Just as we need support at home, we need the right support with our work. Mentorship often comes from a collective group rather than a single person. Support appears in many forms when you're open about your needs. Creating new patterns means making lifelong changes that feel authentic, with small steps leading to bigger ones. As friendships often change after having children, becoming your own best friend, speaking kindly, and enjoying your own company becomes essential. A simplified approach to style helps block out marketing noise when resources are limited. A daily uniform eliminates decision fatigue and empowers you for both work and childcare. Parenthood offers an opportunity to release emotions from the past. When reactions seem disproportionate, they're likely tied to historical wounds. Releasing these old emotions clarifies your identity. Practicing gratitude shifts your mentality from "why don't I have that?" to "life is good" and "this is where I'm meant to be," guiding you toward the right steps and stopping harmful comparison. Your journey isn't about perfection, but reconnecting with your truest self. By discovering what nourishes you through food, environments, people, and values, you create foundations for growth. Parenting naturally eliminates what doesn't serve us, creating space for what we truly need.